Hi, honey. Right now I'm watching the final moments of the UCLA-SC game. And it was really a heartbreaker. I didn't realize it was so close. That last play on the 3-yard line where Janader threw a pass that was just overthrown when UCLA was on the 3rd yard line in the 4th quarter was really a heartbreaker. And then they had that interception. Of course, now I'm watching O.J. Simpson just run right through the line. It's really something to be sitting here and watching UCLA play. I saw Hal Labriola running out in the field to take care of an injured player, but haven't recognized anybody else in the stands. Of course, SC just scored the last touchdown with only a few seconds left. It's another beautiful night out here, and I'm just sort of walking around dictating at night. I tried to put another call today through to you, but couldn't get a line. They didn't have any contact, and I can only get a line through when they have contact with somewhere in the States. There's a party tonight at the Officers Club for the people who are leaving. These parties are sort of ridiculous because there's always about 5 nurses and about 200 guys, mainly from outlying groups that come by to dance with all 5 nurses. And they have a pretty good band playing, made up of some guys from one of the outfits that's on the base camp here. I'm walking up there now, and it's pretty noisy, but I thought I'd try to get some, record some of their music for you so you can hear the kind of music we hear in Coochie. It's 11:30 and they just quit for the night, so I'll try to get them next time. They have a song that they sing that's called "We Gotta Get Out of This Place If That's the Last Thing We Ever Do," and it's sort of the theme song of Vietnam and Coochie, and they play it on the radio all the time, and everybody just sings and gets very excited when they play that song. Well, it's now midnight, and I just got back from eating breakfast with Pat Griffin. I eat breakfast about maybe every other night. They always have fried eggs, and they have they usually have bacon and pancakes, and sometimes they have French toast. And I usually stuff myself and go to bed with a full stomach, but I never get up and eat breakfast in the morning, so I guess it's worthwhile. We've had a little bit of news today that I've taken with some mixed emotions. Our new chief of orthopedics at 12th Avac is now Dr. Howard Hirsch. I've been promoted since Mo Levine, the ex-chief, Major Levine, has been transferred. He's going up to a place called Wei Fubai, which is right near the DMZ. Right now it's supposed to be pretty quiet, but it... If there can be any place worse than Coochie, they tell me that that's it, except for the fact that the terrain is different. It's mountainous, and it's on the Gulf of Tonkin, and it's very cool up there, especially during the winter. But we don't know why he was transferred. You know, he's only been here about a week or 10 days now, and believe it or not, he had just started to come around and... sort of recognize the fact that I might know a little more than he did. And I was, it's very difficult for anybody adjusting coming over here, especially a guy like him who's a major and he's just out of his residency and he considers himself a big hotshot. And he comes over here and tries to tell everybody how great he is and what to do and how to do surgery. And funniest thing of all, of course, was when he was going to have a weekly journal club and daily rounds, grand rounds on all the patients. Anyway, he's being transferred. Actually, tonight is Saturday night. Well, it's Sunday morning now, and he's supposed to be transferred Monday. It's probably going to completely ruin my trip to Vung Tau, which I was planning to start on tomorrow afternoon. If I don't go, I guess I'll go in a couple of weeks. The rumor is that there's a new orthopedist going to come in a week. So if I'm lucky enough to get another orthopedist, at least the service won't be hurting. See, if this fellow leaves, that leaves me all by myself with one fellow who's had no orthopedic training and has had a year of general surgery, and the other fellow who has just come out of his internship. Both of these guys are turning out to be pretty good. They're both real nice guys, and they're both very competent. But still, I have to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for consultation because they just don't know orthopedics. They can do amputations and the debris amount of wounds that I do all the time, but as far as anything related to orthopedic or the care of fractures, I'm the only one that can do that. I'm hoping that I'll be able to sneak off to Vung Tau anyway. The division surgeon, I don't know if I told you, but the surgeon who sits in the desk in the 25th Infantry Division, which is the base camp we're on, is an orthopedist. He's from Fort Rucker. He's an RA major, he's a colonel. And he's really a very nice guy. And I'm going to call him and see if he'll cover for me. If he will, I'm going to try to sneak off anyway, because who knows, they may delay this new orthopedist for a while and or may send him someplace else, and then I'm going to be by myself, and they're not going to let me leave. And I think it's rather unfair that everybody else gets to go to Vung Tau for 3 days, and I can't go. So anyway, I'll let you know tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I'll either be riding you from Coochie or riding you from Vung Tau. I got three packages today. Got two from you and one from my mother. My mother's package had some cheese and a couple salamis in it, and they were a little warm, but otherwise in good shape. Your crackers came, and the box is in great shape, but I shook it just very slightly, and it sounded awfully crunchy. When I opened it up, all the crackers were in crumbs. Of course, the crumbs still taste good, and you can spray cheese on it and eat it. And then the other package had the cheese and the tuna in it. As I said in one of my letters, now, honey, I am so loaded with salamis, you wouldn't believe it. I must have, with the two my mother sent, 10 salamis. So tell everybody to hold off for a while and not send me anything until I ask them for something. Actually, I have about 10 cans of tuna now, and I have so much Gouda cheese that's coming out of my ears. Actually, you know, I share this stuff with just about everybody. In the beginning, when it was coming in slowly, I used to ask them to please ask me if they wanted to eat it, because I would come back to the hooch sometime and there wouldn't be anything there. But now I have more than enough for everybody in the whole hooch. And since I've started getting the kosher salamis, everybody else says...